Wow, so this is how Bedrock's gonna look in the future.
It's just the way the book said.
Look over there. Rocket bus to the moon.
Can I take this bus to Venus?
Sure thing, lady. Transfer at Mars. Just a minute, sir. How old is this boy?
He's under 12. He goes for half fare.
Here, son. Put your hand in this lie detector.
This kid is 14. Full fare. This kid is...
Oh, all right. Sheesh. You can't get away with a thing these days.
Parents haven't changed a bit in 2 million years.
This is the life of Barney. Tomorrow starts the long weekend.
Yeah, that's right, Fred. We have Friday and Monday off. Hey, you might call it a long, long, long weekend.
Yeah. I've always been partial to the four-day week. Nobody ever feels like going to work Monday.
And by Friday, you're exhausted. So you might as well take that off, too, huh?
Right. The only thing is, payday isn't until Wednesday. And financially, with me, it's Mayday.
You mean you're a little short, Fred?
Let me put it this way, Bond. If a war were declared tomorrow, I wouldn't have enough money to buy a paper to find out who's fighting.
Well, I'd help you out, Fred, but I'm a little on the short side myself.
That's okay, Bonnie boy. I'll get an advance from my boss, Mr. Slate.
All right, Flintstone. A little to the left. Careful. You know what happened the last time?
Don't worry, Mr. Slade. I have everything under control. Oops. You all right, Mr. Slade?
Will you stop yapping and get this rock off me? Flintstone, you!
I'm sorry, Mr. Slade, but Hildegard has been having the hiccups all day.
Well, it's a lucky thing I had my safety helmet on.
Hey, that's the 5 o'clock whistle. Looks like that long weekend has begun. Ooh, that reminds me of Mr. Slate. I know this isn't the time or place, Mr. Slate, but I wonder, Mr. Slate, if I could get a little advance on my salary, Mr. Slate.
An advance? Okay. Come on up to my office.
Ooh, that rock must have hit him harder than I thought.
Here you are, Flintstone, $4.
Thanks, Mr. Slate. This helps me out a lot.
Oh, think nothing of it, Flintstone. Just one little formality.
Huh?
Sign this. And the other line, too. And this. And at the bottom there.
What's all this I'm signing, Mr. Slate?
Well, like I said, it's just a formality. This one says you agree to pay me 6% interest. This one is an insurance policy on your life.
An insurance policy on my life?
Why, sure. If anything happened to you, the grief alone would be enough to bear. You wouldn't want me to lose my money, too.
Yeah, forget what I said about that rock.
Everything okay, Wilma?
Just fine, Betty. The ribs will be done in just a few minutes. You know, I was just thinking. I have a kitchen full of the latest gadgets, and here I am out in the yard cooking the way they did 100 years ago.
I thought Fred promised to do the barbecuing.
He did, but it's not exciting enough for him. He's over there training for a new job. Test pilot for the Bedrock Hammer Company.
Four? Or whatever they say in croquet for, look out. Oh, hi, you, Fred. Have you seen my croquet ball around here anyplace? Yeah, it has a blue stripe on it. Oh, there it is. Thanks, Fred.
Marvelous, stupid. How can a guy take a nap with a nut like you around?
Oh, I'm sorry, Fred, but now that you're awake, how about a little game, huh?
Okay, Pigeon, I'll show you how croquet should be played.
Hey, Hopperoo, get a mallet for Fred. And a ball.
Look, you. Nobody likes a show-off.
Tally-ho-ho!
Tally-hoo-hoo! Okay, Bonnie, say goodbye to your ball. Hey, how did you like that?
Hey, not bad, Fred, but what do the rules say? Do I play the next wicket with a mallet or a whisk broom?
If you think that was something, watch this.
Now what are you going to do?
Watch. Here's a shot you can tell your grandchildren about.
Peas porridge hot, peas porridge cold, peas porridge in the pot 9 days old.
Hey, sounds like somebody's having a lot of fun. You want to play that game with your Uncle Fred, Bam Bam?
Careful, Fred. It's a little dangerous playing with a world's strongest boy.
Let's see now. How does it go? Peas porridge hot, peas porridge cold. Peas porridge in the pot 9 days. Oh, boy. That porridge has quite a kick to it.
Do we have time for another game, Wilma?
Yes, Mother, the coals are just getting red.
And I'm getting blue in the face.
What are you reading, Bart?
This is that new science fiction magazine, Super Space Stories. I'm reading about Rock Rogers. He lives in the 21st century and goes shooting all over the place on his jet belt at a 1,000 miles an hour.
1,000 miles an hour?
Yeah, oh, he goes to the moon, Mars, Venus.
What does he go to the moon for?
For lunch.
I had to ask. Let me see that. And there stands Rock Rogers, tall, blue-eyed, and broad-shouldered. With a cheery wave of his hand, Rock leaps into his jet saucer and presses the blast-off button. The sound is deafening as the mighty jets roar into action. Rock is off. Oh, boy, this clown is a real hot dogger. Why do you waste your time reading this junk?
It's not junk, Fred. Scientists are working on these things right now. What is science fiction today may be science fact tomorrow.
You mean we're going to jump into our space saucers and take off for a weekend on the moon?
Well, not us, Fred, but a couple of million years from now, they will. They'll have rocket bus service for all the planets.
Oh, yeah, I can just see it. Take the bus and leave the blast off to us.
I don't get it. Well, what's the big joke?
You ought to know, Barney. You're looking right at him.
Hiya, Mr. Gazoo. Hey, Barney, let Mr. Gazoo have a laugh, too. Tell him about the bus service to the moon. Maybe he'll want to make a reservation.
Flintstone, when you laugh, you show not only your tonsils, but your ignorance. Everything Barney said is true. In fact, that book doesn't begin to describe the wonders of the future.
Are you kidding? What's left to be invented? We have everything now.
There's no use talking to you, Flintstone. You're a man completely devoid of imagination.
All right, everybody, dinner's ready. Come and get it while it's hot.
Coming, Wilma. I may not have an imagination, but I sure have an appetite. See you later, Mr. Gazoo. Rock, Rubble, and me are blasting off for the barbecue table.
What a clog.
Boy, that was some meal. As I always say, nobody can barbecue like my Wilma.
And as I always say, nobody can eat like my Fred.
I have two sleepy people here who want to say goodnight.
May I help you, Mother?
No, thanks. You just relax. I still remember how to put little ones to bed.
Hey, I have...
have an idea. Why don't we take a drive?
A drive?
On a holiday weekend?
Oh, I bet the roads will be jammed.
What do you mean jammed? There won't be anyone on the road. Everybody's out of town. Come on!
This is awful. We haven't moved for 20 minutes.
So, there won't be anyone on the road. Everybody's out of town.
Well, they are.
Every car on this road is from out of town.
Ah, don't worry. We'll be on our way soon.
I hope so. We've been on the road an hour and I can still see my house.
I know what to do.
Beep, beep, beep.
Welcome to the freeway, the world's longest parking lot.
Beep, beep, beep.
Honking's not going to do any good, Fred.
Too bad we're not living in Rock Rogers' time, huh, Fred? I'll bet they won't have any traffic problems then. They'll just sail along in their flying saucers at 1,000 miles an hour, like it says in the magazine.
Will you cut out that nonsense, Barney? That magazine is just a bunch of hooey. Flying saucers, 1,000 miles an hour. Oh, boy.
I see there's only one way to convince you, Flintstone.
Gazoo. Well, how's that?
By letting you see for yourself. I'm sending you all into the future.
Oh, boy! But what about the girls?
Don't worry about them. First of all, they can't see or hear me. And second, when they get back, they won't remember a thing. All right, are you ready? Close your eyes and button your lip and get all set to take a trip. Diddle-dum and diddle-dee, I'm sending these kooks to the 21st century. Go ahead and press it, Flintstone. Press the blast-off button.
Okay.
Hey, look at that guy go. He must be doing at least 1,500 because I'm doing 1,000.
Fred, please, let's get off this flyway.
Relax, honey. We're coming to the Bedrock turnoff.
Wow, so this is how Bedrock's going to look in the future.
It's just the way the book said.
Look over there. Rocket bus to the moon.
Can I take this bus to Venus?
Sure thing, lady. Transfer at Mars. Just a minute, sir. How old is this boy?
He's under 12. He goes for half fare.
Here, son. Put your hand in this lie detector.
This kid is 14. Full fare. This kid is 14. Full fare. This kid is...
Oh, all right. Sheesh, you can't get away with a thing these days.
Parents haven't changed a bit in 2 million years.
Oh, look, Bedrock Discotheque.
Oh, this we've got to see. I wonder what kind of music they play.
I'm more interested in seeing how they dance.
Yeah, I'll bet they really go crazy now. Hey, let's take a look.
Now, wait a minute. I don't know if I have any money.
Money? Who needs money? You just sign for everything.
Hey, how about that, Fred?
And you pay later. Much later.
Sounds like a fair arrangement to me.
I don't believe it.
What kind of dancing is that?
That's our kind of dancing.
Gee, it must have come back.
Excuse me, kids, but is that the way all teenagers dance?
Why, certainly, sir.
Yeah? I was just wondering, what happened to the Watusi?
The what?
Oh, the Watusi. Our archaeology professor told us about that.
Sure, it went like this.
My, what a perfectly vulgar dance. Please excuse us.
Did you notice anything funny about them, Barney?
Only that they were very polite.
That's what I mean. Maybe they're old teenagers.
Hey, how about these moving sidewalks, Fred?
Sure beats walking.
Imagine, Betty. We could shop all day and not wear our feet out.
Barney, I'm starved.
Yeah, so am I. Hey, there's a restaurant.
Come on, let's get some nice juicy steaks.
Now, let's see if I have this right. The gentleman ordered corned beef and cabbage. The ladies ordered lamb chops. And you, sir?
Order anything you want, Fred. This time, the signing's on me.
I'll have a barbecued steak, medium rare.
Coming right up, sir. Lamb chops. Corned beef and cabbage. And the barbecued steak. Medium rare. I Hope it's the way you like it.
Hey, you call this a steak?
What's wrong, sir? Too well done?
Which one of these pills is the corned beef and which one is the cabbage? Hey, Wilma.
Yes, Fred.
That's the ketchup.
Wilfred, what do you think of the 21st century so far?
Not bad. But I think I ate too much in that restaurant. Hey, a barbershop. Yeah, Bonnie and I'll get a haircut while you girls are shopping.
Fine.
Good idea. Barney, if I'm going shopping, I'll have to borrow your pen.
Okay, Betty. Just don't bankrupt my ink supply.
Good day, gentlemen. You're next.
There's nothing like a haircut, shave, and massage to relax a guy.
Boy, Fred, there's one good thing about these 21st century barbershops.
Yeah, what's that?
You don't have time to tip the barber.
I wonder how the boys are doing.
Here they come now. Fred, Barney, over here.
Hi, girls. How was the shopping?
Yeah, I hope you didn't sign my life away.
Relax, boys. We didn't buy anything.
But we have a wonderful idea. Let's take the excursion to Mars.
Gosh, I don't know. What do you think, Barney?
Well, I was thinking a trip to the moon would be nice, but if the girls have their hearts set on Mars, then Mars it is.
Step to the rear of the rocket, folks. Plenty of seats in the rear.
Here, madam, take my seat.
Oh, no, I don't want you to have to stand.
It's quite all right. I'm only going as far as the moon. Besides, who's standing?
Welcome to Mars, altitude 133,561,000 miles.
And we got here in less than an hour.
I bet we would have made it faster if the wind hadn't been against us.
Oh, don't be silly, Fred. Everybody knows there's no wind in space.
Well, there is when Fred opens his big mouth.
Very funny, very funny. Hey, come on, let's not waste time. Our bus goes back to Earth in 2 hours. Hey, Betty, what are you looking at?
The Earth.
Let me take a look. Yeah, that's the Earth, all right.
Hey, Fred, look at the scenery. Kind of scary, huh?
Yeah. Gives you the creeps.
Creep, 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 creep.
Fred, let's get out of here.
Let's go back to the bus depot.
That's a good idea. I think it's over this way.
Hold it, Fred. I think it's over this way.
Okay, smart guy. We'll go your way.
It's not over this way.
And it's not over there. Or over there. Well, where is it?
Gee, I don't know.
How do you like that? We're lost on Mars.
What are we going to do?
Now, don't anybody panic.
Yeah. Everybody stay calm. Don't panic.
Relax, Fred. We're about to run into someone who'll help us. I'll look over here.
What's wrong, Barney?
I just saw someone, but I don't think he's going to help us.
Huh? What are you talking about? Let me see. Why, there's nothing here but a great big monster! Run for your lives!
All right! Cut, cut, cut! Do you call that acting? How do they expect me to make an A picture with a B monster?
I thought I was pretty good. I certainly scared those autograph hounds.
Look behind us, Barney, and see if he's catching up.
You look, Fred. I'm too busy running.
Hi, folks. Enjoying your trip back to Earth?
And how?
Would you care to watch television?
Yes, thank you.
Well, yeah, I've been wondering what television would be like now.
You'll have to watch Payrock Place.
Why?
Payrock Place is the only show that's on 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on all networks.
aboard. Sure, good to be back on Earth.
You can say that again.
Hey, Fred, look, Slate Rock and Gravel Company. That's where you used to work.
How about that? They're still in business. Let's go in and have a look around. Our founder. Well, what do you know? My old boss, Mr. Slate.
May I help you folks?
Oh, thanks. We're just looking around. So that's the company's founder, eh?
Yes, my remote ancestor. I'm George Slate, the 80,000. Of course, I didn't know our founder. But they say he was a fine, generous man.
You sure didn't know him?
What?
Nothing. Tell me, did you ever hear of an employee named Flintstone?
Flintstone?
Yeah, Fred Flintstone. He was one of your founder's most valued employees.
Well, I'll look up the records. It'll only take a moment with this computer. Here we are, Fred Flintstone. This is interesting.
What does it say?
It says that this fellow Flintstone borrowed $4 from the company and never paid it back.
Really?
And at 6% interest, it now amounts to $23,682,000.
Who?
And 67 cents. Hey, you wouldn't be related to this deadbeat, would you?
Oh, me? Me? Oh, I never heard of him. Wilma! Barney, Benny, let's get out of here!
The cars are starting to move.
Yeah, and I'm heading for home at the next turnoff.
Betty and I'll go in and fix a snack while you're putting the car away.
Yeah, good idea, honey. That trip to Mars gave me an appetite.
Trip to where? Fred. You kill me.
Don't worry, Flintstone. The girls don't remember a thing.
Well, I do, and I want to thank you, Mr. Gazoo, for a fantastic experience.
You're welcome, Barney. And how about you, Flintstone? Did you learn anything from your visit to the 21st century?
I sure did. I'm going to see Mr. Slate first thing Tuesday and pay back the $4 I borrowed. That interest could ruin you in a couple of million years.
Well, you may not be ready for the future, but then the future's not ready for Flintstone.
The rest of the Ham Ham Club, Snoozer has his best ideas when he's dreaming. Except for that dream where he was eating a giant sunflower seed. When he woke up, his pillow was gone. Don't tell me you didn't see that one coming. Ham Taro is next on Cartoon Network.